there is a difference between young children and adults. They are disparate in their viewpoints and in the way they put information together. There's once a young child that would ask to draw before Christmas how Mary and Joseph got to Bethlehem because they had to go there for the census and be there very quickly. And one young girl drew an airplane. And in the airplane, we see Mary, we see Joseph on the way to Bethlehem. But the teacher said, there were no airplanes. And who do you have flying the plane? Why, Pontius the pilot, of course. But we as adults who claim to be sophisticated sometimes miss the point, and we rely on artists to give us their insight into scripture. There was a painting which hang in the Louvre in Paris and is now in private hands. The painting was a depiction of Satan and one poor fellow playing chess. The original title of the painting was The Chess Players, but in common parlance, it began to be called Checkmate, because both the man and his angel looked very sad, and the evil one was very conniving, and it looks as if he had won the match. But there was one chess master who was going by the painting and having stood and looked at it for a while, and he said, it's not checkmate. The king has one more move, and I could win this game. People had been looking at this painting for many years, and as legend go, until the chess master came and looked at it, he realized that the painter had painted it for the young man to have one more move, not to give up hope, not to give in and concede the game, because the evil one is a liar from the beginning. And sometimes you may have people who are your friends who say to you, the issue is lost, give in, lie, cheat, steal. You got to save yourself, and you may have one more move to win the game. This amazing painting, and I hung a copy of it down on the bulletin board, reminds us that there is always one more move that God will give you to do. As long as you stay close to the Lord, as long as you maintain your commitment to being a good human being, then you will win the game of life. Because the goal, as I repeat often, of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. It does matter how you play the game. It does matter who you become. And in today's little example of how children look at the world and how an artist looks at the world, we have to think long and hard, because things are not always as they appear. There is much deception in the world, but God will show you the light and will help you realize, no matter how desperate the situation, you still have one more move to make. It is never checkmate until God says so. Slava Iisusu Hristu!